Hello everyone, this is Rose Romandi from Perfected Bible Lab Ministries, and today I wanted to talk to you about King Saul and King David. And I was studying, these two kings, and I don't know what specifically I was studying, but I found myself to the story of Saul. And I wanted to share this important thing that we all have to, understand and follow in order to be able to reign as faithful, kings, or even live as a Christian. Let's just put it simple, okay? The moment we say reigning and all those things, we're like, oh my God, it's so much, or, I'm not able to do it, or things like that, right? But the thing is, when I was studying the story of Saul, I realized that, Saul, if you know the story and if you have read the Bible, and that people came to Samuel and asked Samuel that, your sons are corrupt, Samuel, and after you are old, and after you're gone, then nobody's gonna judge us, and nobody's gonna be like a ruler over us. So you have to set a king over us. And this really displeased Samuel. And Samuel went to the Lord, and then the Lord says, okay, give a king that people want, and all. Make a long story short, then Saul became the king. But we got to understand that Saul became king because that he, he was chosen by people. Like, people wanted a king. And Samuel was like, guys, why do you want to have a king when God himself is your king? And the interesting part is, if you read the story of Saul, you realize that Saul did one mistake and his kingdom tore apart. I mean, like, this is in Samuel, this is in 1 Samuel, and let me just find it out here for you. The story of Saul, Samuel told Saul that you need to, you need to go to the war against Amalekites, and I want you to kill everything and everyone and do not leave anything behind. So that was the voice of the Lord. That was what the Lord had told to Samuel to give the message to Saul. So now here's the thing. If as a king, like the king that you're talking here, you must do the will of God. You must follow the voice of God, right? So that's why, just put it in the bracket for you. I made a study sometimes ago, like a deep study on the word Amalek, which the tribe or the nation of Amalekite came out. And they are the giants that are mentioned in the beginning of the book of Genesis, basically. And the giants, and then the giants started growing on earth. And eventually, they got to the point that even that David basically defeated them, and that's the end of the giants here. And again, let me open another bracket inside the bracket here for you. It's that when we talk about the giants here in the Old Testament, we are talking about the flesh that has risen and become strong in knowledge and understanding, and in every aspect, that the flesh is so strong now that it's reigning and controlling and everything. Okay, so this is just a side note as we continue reading the story of Saul, or studying the story of Saul here together. So now, here's the thing, that Samuel tells Saul that the Lord says, you have to kill the king of Amalekites. So keep in mind, all right, I don't have to keep repeating this. Listen to what the Spirit says. And a step, one step beyond the realm of the flesh. And we got to get over, like, oh my God, God told kill these people and women and all these things. And look at what the Spirit is saying here, okay? So the New Testament is revealing to us that God is not the destroyer of mankind. Actually, God is the savior of mankind, okay? So this is very clear in this light of the revelation of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And you have to understand that the Old Testament is written in that darkness of, understanding and knowledge and all those things, even though it is moved by the Spirit. And today, if you don't, let me just correct it this way. The Old Testament is written by people who don't have the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, the Spirit has moved them to write these things. And today we are reading these. We need to understand who Jesus Christ is. And never forget that throughout the Bible, every story that you visit, try to find Jesus and you stay in the right path of interpretation. Because Jesus is that image that we can see. He's the face to God. Jesus is the God that we now is actually revealed to us. Now, this Lord in the Old Testament, just let me, before I continue, I need to say this. There is so much debate around it. And this episode of mine is not about talking about these things. I actually recorded a teaching episode earlier about why angry God in the Bible, and I went through every scripture, and I opened this up, what I just told you in a matter of a couple of minutes. I already talked there, and I highly recommend, if this is an issue that you might have and the question that you might have, I highly recommend that you just scroll down to the list of episodes and go down the list, and you will find that episode that I'm talking about, this the Bible and God in the Old Testament. Okay, so but today in this episode, we're going to talk about Saul here. So God told Saul that you need to, attack Amalekites. And let me read this for you. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 3 says, "Now go and attack Amalek," I think this is the right pronunciation, "and utterly destroy all they have, and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, and camel and donkey." So now, do you see what's happening here? So God is saying that you have to utterly destroy everything that they have. Why? Because they were the enemies to the kingdom of God, right? So therefore, Saul gathers people and then he goes to this battle. And now, look at, so Saul goes to this battle and Saul wins the battle. But now look at verse 9. It says, "But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them." So do you see? People, Saul and people, they're like, okay, we just came here for a war and we just won, and I'm not gonna destroy sheep. We need sheep. So I'm gonna use what they have and I'm gonna bring it into our camp. We worked hard for it. We fought. We put our lives in the line of this battle. And now, therefore, I'm not gonna destroy the at least sheep and oxen and fatlings and lambs and all those things, right? So now, do you see what happened here? God said, "Do it," and they didn't do it. So now, when this happened, the word of the Lord came to Samuel. Look at the same chapter, verse 10. It says, Now the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, "I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments." And it grieved Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord all night. Verse 12 says, "So when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, 'Saul went to Carmel, and indeed, he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal.' Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, 'Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord.'" Oh, seriously, come on. Somebody has to tell to Saul, "Saul, are you really serious here? You have performed the commandment of the Lord?" "No, you didn't. The Lord says, utterly destroy everything and do not bring anything from their camp into yours." Hopefully you have an ear to hear. We are talking here in the spirit. We are hearing in the spirit that, as I said, Amalekite or Amalek is referring to the strength of the flesh, the kingdom of the flesh here. Okay. So now he says here, okay, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Look at verse 14. But Samuel said, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to, listen that. He's like, are you serious? To sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we will utterly destroy. So Saul here says, you know what? All those sheep, you know, the sheep, oxen that you're seeing, I actually brought them here. I wanted to sacrifice them to the Lord, right? So now Samuel comes and all of a sudden Saul puts this religious mask on, right? Oh yeah, the reason I did that because I wanted to sacrifice to the Lord. But no, this is not what the Lord asked, right? So now look at verse 16. And then Samuel said to Saul, be quiet. I love it. Be quiet, right? And I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, speak on. So Samuel said, so now Samuel goes on and explain. And he says in verse 18 that the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners and Amalekite and fight against them until they are consumed. Samuel says, okay, this is what the Lord said to you, right? Verse 19 says, why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you soup, I don't know how to pronounce this word, I'm sorry, down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? Okay, verse 20 says, and Saul said to Samuel, but, I just like these buts here, right? So, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone to the mission on which the Lord has sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, right? Look at verse 21. So there is this argument is happening here. Samuel says, Saul, you haven't done the voice. You haven't obeyed the voice of the Lord. Partially, you did it. You went. The Lord says, go against them. You went. Fight against them. You did. But then the Lord says, you've got to destroy. And you did. But you didn't destroy all because Lord said, you have to destroy all. Now, Saul is trying to bring that self-justification here. Samuel says, the Lord has sent me to tell you that you have really, you know, messed up. And now Saul is trying to justify himself. Look at verse 21. Saul says, I did, but the people took the plunder, sheep and oxen. And do you see now that he's now pointing to people and he's throwing this like error on people, right? Where do you see this happen? You see this happen in Genesis chapter 3, when God asked Adam, why did you do? You didn't obey my voice. And Adam said, oh, you know what? It wasn't me. It was the wife you gave me. Right? So here, Saul says, whoa, you know, I destroyed it, but the people took the sheep and oxen. Now look at verse 21. It says, but the people took the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice to the Lord our God. And he keeps saying, I just did this to sacrifice, right? Now we come to this famous verses of Samuel to Saul. And Samuel said, Has the Lord great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For the rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king. Wow. Do you see here? So basically Samuel said, you know what? God has rejected your kingdom. Look at verse 24. Now our brother Saul has, we think has a repentant heart. Look at verse 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. For I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, here we go. Finally, he is now accepting that he has disobeyed the word of the Lord because he feared the people. Wow. So now keep in mind, did you just see what happened? He didn't fear the Lord. He feared the people. And here's the question. Why? Why didn't he fear the Lord and he feared the people? And I think the answer is very clear, because he was chosen by people. Like, people wanted a king. Saul is the symbolic of that king that people have chosen for themselves. So some of them might say, okay, God said, go take Saul and all those things. Yes, but it was the people that asked for the king. But God raised up David for himself. People asked king, and God said, okay, you want king? Here's a king. But if the king I want to put over my people, that's going to be a king that I'm going to raise him up, and he's going to be the person that is going to after my heart, and he's going to have the fear of the Lord. And because he's not the one chosen by people, he's the one chosen by God. So now Saul here says that I was afraid of people. Now, look at verse 25. Now, therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me that I may worship the Lord. Hallelujah. So now, I want to show you the hypocrisy in the heart of Saul here. We think that Saul actually, you know, like, repented, right? Usually when you read it, you're like, oh, poor Saul, you know, Saul repented, right? Why didn't the Lord forgive? Right? Usually when you read these verses, that's what happens, right? And that's what I asked the question when I was just doing this study. I said, oh my goodness, look at that. Saul made one mistake. Saul did, just, I want you to pay attention to this. Saul made one mistake and the Lord tore his kingdom. And now you come to the story of David. David did many mistakes, but the Lord forgave all and actually blessed his kingdom. And why is that? Why is it that Saul did one mistake and his kingdom was torn apart? Because I'm going to show you a few verses here. And just this has to show us this powerful wisdom of how the spirit realm here works. Saul asked Samuel, please return with me. I want to worship the Lord. Okay. But look at verse 26. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord. So do you see? Saul just said, I'm sorry. I am sorry. But Samuel knew what's happening really in the heart of Saul. Now look at this. And the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. Verse 27. And Samuel turned around to go away. Saul seized the edge of his robe and it tore. So Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. Wow. Look at verse 29. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent, for he is not a man that he should relent. So now look at verse 30. Then he said, Saul again. Now Saul is kind of begging right now, guys, right? So now Saul says, I have sinned, yet honor me now. Look at that. Now you can see the hypocrisy in the heart of Saul in this very verse here. And he said, I have sinned, but honor me now, please, before the elders of people and before Israel, and return with me, and I may worship the Lord. Wow. Do you see? He is still concerned about the people. Now imagine Samuel, who is the well-known prophet and the whole Israel knew him as prophet, stands in front of Saul, and Saul is in front of all the elders of Israel, and Samuel rejects Saul, and that means all those people heard it. And now Saul is still have the fear of man, fear of people, and he's, and what the Lord says has not value or nothing for him. He's now concerned about being accepted again in the sight of elders and in the sight of like the people of Israel. Do you see? So all these repentance that he had, it wasn't not really, he was, you know, like repented. No, he was actually, you know, was concerned about, oh my God, so Samuel said this to me, now people are not going to look at me as king, and now I'm going to lose my kingdom because people are not going to like me, because people know who Samuel is. Oh my gosh, okay, I'm so sorry, Samuel. Now come please and accept me again and honor me again before the elders of Israel. I mean, like, who really cares? The Lord, you know, the Lord has rejected your kingdom, and you're really concerning, you're really concern about people. I mean, like, now that brings us to this question, that why Saul made one mistake and God torn his kingdom? And the answer is clear. He wasn't a man after God's heart. He wasn't the man after God. He didn't really care what the Lord is saying. He wanted to do his own thing. He feared people. And now we come to a story of David. And David did many mistakes, but he repented and went back because he was the man after God's heart. And that brings us to what we learn here, that, you know, it's about when the moment you come into the Lord, and he has given you something, right? He has given you the Spirit, and he has honored you, and he has raised you up for something. As God constantly told David, remember that you were a shepherd, and I called you among the sheep, and I put you among the princes, and I made you the king of Israel. Remember, and be careful that you do not turn your heart away from the Lord, you know? And those are the shepherds and kings and leaders that God is looking for. And I just heard, I want to share something here with you. I heard somebody was sharing with me the other day here that, you know, in their church, somebody was telling this person that, this person wanted to pursue to be a pastor, because then you're going to be under an organization, you're going to have a, you know, job, and you're going to have a salary and all those things, right? And this person was telling me their whole reason that this person wanted to become a pastor was this, right? Because his wife was telling her about these things. Now we come here, like, you know, like, you want to be a pastor because you want to have a job, or you want to be a shepherd or pastor because you're after God's heart, or, you know, not a pastor, not a teacher, like a normal person walking as a Christian. What are you after? That's the question. And if you are after the heart of God, the Lord will bless you and multiply you, and he will establish the kingdom through you. Amen, guys. Thank you for being here again today with me. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to my podcast. And, you know, usually I try to post them in our social media, but it's so much to do, and sometimes I really forget to do it. But if you have subscribed, then you get a notification that I have a new podcast. And please, if you have been blessed by messages that I have, please share them, you know, share in the gospel with me here, because I am, you know, I want people to hear and be delivered and set free and receive the love of God. And please share with your friends and family, and let them also step into the beautiful journey of knowing who Jesus Christ is. Bless you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.